Okay, I think I'm going to have to call it. You're getting motherly version of me because you've been playing video games far too much and not getting enough rest. I know how much you like your free time after work, but there's a difference between relaxing and straight up avoiding sleep. Thinking I don't know the difference, mister? You know how important it is. You've seen how loopy I go when I'm refusing bedtime. I let you tell me when it's time for an early night. I think I better return the favor. As much as I love gazing into your sweet little tired puppy dog eyes, let's get you all snuggled up into bed, okay? Why have you been avoiding sleep? Is there something going on at work I don't know about, or are you just needing a chunk of time to tune out and do some of your mindless gaming, I love you. You know you can tell me anything, right? Want me to mess with your hair a little? You can grab a shower in the morning and brush through it. I'll only get it a little knotted. Did you enjoy my note in your packed lunch today? I thought it was cute. You're the PB to my J. Because I made you peanut butter sammies. No crust, just how you like it. And cut into triangles, even though cutting it down the middle so you get two rectangles is superior. Anyway. It meant that I already had breakfast ready since I had your crust, though, so I'm not complaining. It's funny like that. I have the energy and motivation to look after you and do all these things, but when it comes to myself, so much effort. Will we go shopping together after workies? I can pick you up and we can spend some time together like that. I wish you didn't have to be away for as long as you are, but I guess that's what happens when you can't work from home. It does steal you away from me so much. If I try hard enough, I can wrap up my work in like 5 hours. Then I'm just waiting at home like a little lost puppy for you. Not sure what to do with myself. I know New Year's is coming up. I was trying to think about what I wanted to make my resolution. I'm not looking for anything hardcore or requires mega commitment. I'm afraid my little brain doesn't work out like that. It would probably relate to you. Such as take you out on more treat days. It's pulling you away from work that's the issue. Your boss, he's nice, don't get me wrong, but when has he ever let you have time off? You went in, even when you were sick. I remember you came home ragged and sapped of all energy. I had to carry you into the bathtub and scrub you clean, and you collapsed on the bed. Felt like a light, dead to the world. If a thunderstorm hit that night, you'd sleep right through it. Is it bad that I quite like nursing you, though, when you're ill? Makes me feel extra important in those moments. Not saying that this isn't enjoyable, though. Looking after you really does give me a sense of purpose. Is that so bad of me to enjoy? You know what would be nice to do with you? We do some Christmas baking together? Nothing difficult. We stay at easy difficulty. I was thinking about sugar cookies. Well, I say thinking. I may or may not have already ordered the custom cookie cutters online. Don't kill me. You know what I'm like when it comes to internet shopping? Nothing will interest me for months on end, then all of a sudden I get an idea in my head and I'm guns a blazing to buy what I want next. I bought one with our initials in it, within a love heart. then a dagger with blood coming off it. I'll make it candy cane striped for the blood so it's extra Christmassy. The third one was, of course, the collar for you know what, sweetheart. Then I thought of a funny one. I managed to get one in a pillow shape. After that time, you dive-bombed a hotel bed and proceeded to slide off it onto the floor. I was still chuckling away to myself hours later when I was ordering it. You really don't need to try and be funny around me. I get too excited over the slightest thing. The fifth cutter was a bow tie because I think you look snazzy in your suit and I've only ever seen you in it once. Maybe in the future I'll get to see it again in a much different context. Last but not least, I hairbrush for all those times I've made you brush out my hair. It's still by far the most favorite thing you do for me. Nothing will beat this sensation, so I thought it was cute. I do have the regular Christmas tree, candy cane, and well as a wreath outline. Maybe that's what we can do this year as Christmas gifts. Everyone gets bakery items instead of a consumer gift. Makes it more loving as well. Am I wrong in thinking like that? Okay, I've been rambling for you. Are you comfy? Are you warm? Are you in love? And are you ready for your treat? Betty didn't expect this tonight. It's about time he got some real rest, and he's always a goober with his tricks.